Delegates, my name is Marcos Orellana. I am the United Special Delegates. My name is Marcos Orellana. I am the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights. Last September, I had the opportunity to present to the UN Human Rights Council a thematic report on pollution information portals that addressed pollutant release and transfer registries in detail. Today, I wish to make 3 points. First of all, that PRTRs for the acronym directly linked to the effective enjoyment of human rights. This may be in connection with the right of access to information or the enabling of public participation as a right in decision-making over environmental matters. And critically, it also connects with access to justice. But perhaps most important of all is that we are in a juncture where we need all tools on deck for the implementation of the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. And that is perhaps the key challenge that we're facing. The transformation of information provided by PRTRs into knowledge that is actionable, that can be used in the hands of communities and public authorities. This requires analysis of data. It also requires engagement with communities. It may even require the integration with other environmental information platforms. This is the first point. A second point is that PRTRs are relevant for all countries and not just a handful of industrialized countries. The origins of PRTRs date back to the Bhopal tragedy 40 years ago in Bhopal, India. As a result, communities began to mobilize in the United States, where the parent corporation of the controller of the facility in Bhopal was domiciled. As a result, the toxic release inventory influenced practices in many members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It comes as no surprise that the emphasis was on industrial sources. But other sources, such as from agriculture or textile, can be estimated, and there are methodologies to do so. That is in the highlight of the evidence based for decision making and prioritization. A concrete example is the Kyiv Protocol on PRTRs, which is open to any UN member states. The protocol requires making information on all significant sources available to the public and in a user-friendly way. There are thus flexibilities to tailor the PRTR system to national priorities, in other words, to domesticate PRTRs. It's also important to highlight the opportunities for regional cooperation, South-South cooperation as well, for scaling up lessons learned. And that is why, among other things, the global framework on chemicals that was adopted in the fifth session of the International Conference on Chemicals Management in Bonn a couple years ago contains a target where stakeholders generate data on emissions and releases of chemicals and waste to the environment, making these data available and public accessible. This target is not just for some countries, it is relevant for all countries. And the last point I wish to make today is that PRTRs should have clear pollution prevention mandates, because otherwise PRTRs can provide a false sense of complacency. There can be also a potential confusion between ends and means. The end is not the production of data and its disclosure, but actually the pollution prevention policies that result and are enabled by the information on the basis of that data. So a clear mandate on pollution prevention is essential. It may include the gradual reduction. It may definitely need to address the involvement and engagement of communities, because the goal is to make a toxic-free environment a reality for all. So in conclusion, I wish to again reiterate that PRTRs directly relate to human rights, that PRTRs are a relevant tool for all countries, and that PRTRs should have clear pollution prevention mandates. Thank you very much for your attention.